Hi, and welcome to another episode of rugbytips.blogspot.com. I'm host of the show, The Guru. First of all, I'm looking at the Six Nations from the weekend. There were three games as usual. The French side won at home over the Irish, 43-31. Italy beat England, 16-31. And Wales hosted the Scots and beat the 14-man Scottish side, 28-18. My thoughts on these games, well, as the guru, I'd like to look at it from a fantasy perspective. I think the French definitely stepped up their game after their initial loss to Scotland last week and played really well. David Marty was great in the backs, as was Cedric Haymans, and Niangana, the loose forward, he really stepped up his game. And so they're your best bets for test rugby type games. And the Irish, well, they had some good excellent performers. Leamy came to the party. In fact, I'd say the Irish style really suits your test rugby / fantasy rugby competitions. Leamy, Flannery did really well. Paul O'Connell, the big lock. Also in the backs, Gordon Darcy stepped up to the mark. O'Gara kicked well. And in general, the Irish seem to be doing what it takes on the test rugby competition board, even though they did lose. Same with the Italians. They went down in a gutsy performance against the English, but they got a lot closer than many people predicted. And some of their players, like the Bergamascos and Parise, really are cranking the points. The outside backs for the Italians are really scoring strongly through having to make lots of tackles and playing in tight. And also the loose forwards for the Italians are doing really well on defence. The next game, or rather the team that we're looking at, is the English. Now, they've really got a team based around Charlie Hodgson at first five. He is their money man and he scores lots of test rugby points. So if you haven't already got him, chances are you really will need him going into next weekend's crucial clash against Scotland, whereby they'll be looking to do well at Murrayfield and do better than the French did there last week. Also look for Steve Thompson in the forward pack for the English. He's a tower of strength in that front row and he also gets really good points, as does Mike Tindall, the second five. He's a solid contributor in midfield, makes lots of tackles and therefore gets the points as well. He's scored a try each week. The final game to look at is Wales-Scotland. Wales are a write-off in this test rugby competition because their players obviously just don't play the right style to get the points in the categories provided. Gareth Thomas did well last week, however. If you're looking to buy any other Welsh player, maybe Martin Williams could be worth a go. But in general, they have been disappointing. They did beat Scotland, though. We'll have to give them their dues for that, and they are the champions. So they've still got a sniff at the title. The Scots, well, they've got a couple of handy performers, but like the Welsh, they're not really doing very well in test rugby. Maybe the outside backs, Hugo Southwell, did relatively well, as did Chris Patterson and Sean Lamont. They're probably the best Scots players. Ali Hogg tackled his heart out. So in general, if you're looking to make picks for next week, may I suggest the Italians, the Bergamasco brothers, and Parise, also Charlie Hodgson, Steve Thompson, and Tindall from England, and some French backs, maybe Marty, Hammonds, and the forward Nianga. Also, Jerry Flannery from Ireland, also O'Connell from Ireland, Leamy, O'Gara. You'd have to also go for some of the other Irish backs this weekend. They're playing Wales. I'd suggest probably Gordon Darcy as your other pick if you're looking to fill up your squad. Yeah, the French, Marty and Haymans and Nianga. And if you've got any other spare money, you may look to upgrade some of the cheaper players that you perhaps have for better value for money, guys. But overall, I think that's the picks for the Six Nations. Good luck for the third round coming up. And you might want to perhaps pick a bolter, maybe an outsider, a Tom Voice from England. He could be an option for you. But the French may be the side to go for. They've got some really underrated players or mixed bag players.